If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
7:49 on WMAL. So the sheriff down in Pasco County, Florida, has warned residents not to do something, and I'm gonna let Vince read the description for an event because it does it far better than I. It's a Facebook event that has gone viral. Vince, what is the name of this Facebook event?
The name of it is Shoot at Hurricane Irma.
And
which is great. So the idea.
What is the description of the event, though? That's the part I want you to read. Come on, read it.
Okay, so it's so this goofy looking windy head named Irma said they pulling up on us. Let's show Irma that we shoot first.
And he didn't read it fully because there's words he can't say on the air. So he didn't
I censored it a little bit.
A little bit.
But the concept is
this goofy looking windy.
But the concept headbutt is basically what he said. The concept is that they wanted to shoot at the hurricane with their guns. The sheriff's office in Pasco County, Florida, has warned residents don't shoot guns at Hurricane Irma. Okay, you could hurt somebody. All right, well, we're joined now by Mike Thomas. He's the meteorologist for Fox 5. And Mike, first of all, thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall. Where's this storm at now this morning? What is it looking like?
Hey, Vince and Mary, good morning to you guys. Thank you for having me on this morning. Storm right now is moving north of Tampa. So it's about 30 or so miles north, and it's going to continue to kind of push off to the north and west. It's still on land. Its center is on land, so it's going to continue to weaken as it continues to kind of push off to the north and west here. It's Category 1 still, winds of 75, but again, expected to weaken.
Now, in retrospect, with all of the hype we heard before Irma, was Irma as intense and did it wreak the amount of damage and do we have the water and the winds that everyone thought we were going to have? Or do you as a meteorologist look at this and go, not quite what I was expecting?
Well, not so much what we were expecting. It's still a powerful storm, still did a ton of damage. There were some comparisons being made. They threw out the name Andrew a lot. There were, most powerful storm the state's ever seen. Some in the media in our community were basically remembering Andrew and remembering 1935. Certainly, I think when we get things said and done, while damage amounts may be higher because of how many more people are affected by this storm compared to Andrew, I don't think in terms of Andrew's level of extreme damage and extreme winds that we're going to see reports up to that level. So is it the worst ever? No. It wasn't a 5 when it hit, so we didn't get the big concerning winds. I guess a little under expectations, but still a powerful storm.
Oh, absolutely.
Mike, last question about 10 seconds to go. When can we expect to see some rain from this here in D.C.?
We're not going to see too much. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms starting tomorrow afternoon, and it's not no washouts, but the chance for storms each day kind of all the way through the weekend, thanks to Irma hanging out.
Thank you, Mike Thomas from Fox 5. Appreciate your insight this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Tracking the storm here, 7:52 on WM.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.